Recording in progress.
Morning. It's good to be back. Glad that you're able to join here today on this Sunday so that we can worship together on this cold and windy Sunday morning. Let us be thankful that God has given us one more day. Not all Sundays like this, so let us be thankful for that. God is good regardless of how the weather is. But let us be thankful for all the blessings that we receive in our lives every day. One more day that God has given us to be alive in this world is a gift from God. So let us be thankful for that. Let us turn to the announcements in the second page in the bulletin. The announcements are the regular announcements. The food bank ministry continues. And the books are available for sale, and mailing address is listed there. Our cooking class will be announced as we schedule the date and the next Sunday will be our celebration Sunday, so we'll have lunch after service, so all are invited for the lunch. Our third Thursday luncheon will be next Thursday, February 20th at the Golden Corral. Please join for a time of fellowship and lunch at 1 p.m. Thank you for your continued and faithful support of the church. in the various ministries by your prayers, presence, gifts and service. God loves a cheerful giver. I know the website was down for a few days, last couple of, it was a problem with the hosting provider. We called them and it is up now, so you can go back and do the online service. Payment is back online, so you can use the facilities online there. Those are the announcements that I have. I know the many of our folks are traveling and out, so the basically our music team and the choir is in the audience today. So so you will be singing, and I am also not feeling very well singing. And I was talking to my wife this morning when I woke up. I could not talk much, so I thought I was not going to be able to preach. Maybe one of you probably will have to preach today. I don't know either. So anyway, let us try the best we can, worshiping God together. God has given a day to worship us together today, so let us be thankful for that. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you are able, please stand for the opening hymn. Hymn number 57, O for a Thousand Tongues to Sing. You'll sing verses 1, 2, 3, and 4. If you are able, please stand. Let us pray. Everlasting and eternal God, we thank you for this time that you have given us as your children to come to this church and also online to worship you. We thank you for another day in our life to be alive in this world, to be the witness of your love, to show this world the love that you have shown to this world through us. Help us, Lord, to be the witness of your love in our lives so that we can show this world that there is love and kindness and mercy still alive. Help us, Lord, to be your hands and feet wherever we are, that you give us opportunities to be around. We thank you this time that you have given us, Lord, to worship together, Lord. Help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit. O God, you made us one blood, all nations, and by the coming of your Son in this world, by revealing to all peoples him whose name is Emmanuel, who revealed that God is with us, whose presence, so that through his presence you revealed your presence not only to certain people, but to all the world. Whoever believes in him, who will have eternal life. Help us, Lord, to believe that eternity is for everybody who believes in him. Help us, Lord, to worship you in truth and in spirit, to honor your name and to lift up your name today. Bless each and every one of us here today, Lord. Touch each and every one of us, Lord, according to our desires of our hearts and needs of our lives. In our singing, in our prayers, in our meditation of the word, in everything that we do here, Lord, bring honor and glory to your name and blessing to your people. We thank you for your presence in our midst. We thank you for blessing us, Lord, and keep us, Lord, with the power of your spirit that we can experience not only when we are here but also when we leave from here, so that we can live a life that honor your name wherever we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. It is our faith.
Our congregation choice today is What a Friend We Have in Jesus. You'll find it on page 526. And this particular song was chosen by Yoli. Did you have any comments on this song, Yoli?
This is my favorite song. It always comes to me when I'm in trouble or when I'm not feeling well. Mm-hmm. I remember that I have a friend that will listen to my prayers.
Okay. All right. Please stand and join us as we sing What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And follow me this time.
Find a friend so faithful.
As you remain standing, we'll read the responsive reading, which is taken from Psalm 34, verses 1 through 8. Psalm 34, page 769. I lost part of my hearing in my left ear, so that's why I'm struggling. Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. God's praise shall continually be in my mouth.
My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the afflicted
hear and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt God's name together.
I sought the Lord, who answered me, and delivered me from all my fears.
Look to God and be radiant, so your faces shall never be ashamed.
The poor cried out, and the Lord heard,
and saved them out of all their troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear God and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are those who take refuge in God. It's the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Our prayer time now, as we bring our prayers of blessings and thank God for the blessings that we receive in our lives, and also we bring our prayers of concerns and burdens and share with each other, and also bring them to the throne of grace of God. And we trust in God's promise that God answers our prayers according to His time and His will. Some of the prayer requests that we regularly pray for are listed at the back of the prayer bulletin, in the boxes at the back. Please follow me on that one. Some of the listed that are highlighted are the current prayer request that we are praying for, Rich Barwa.
Oh, you can take him off the list. He is back to normal.
Oh, he's back to normal. Okay. And Saroj?
He's okay.
She's okay.
She's okay. She's a comrade.
Okay. And George Richard Jones, that is Miss Lou's cousin. She called me. Texted me yesterday about him. He's in ICU. Please pray for him. And Wes and Tiffany and Sean and Amy Conway, that requested by
Lisa
requested that. And also the victims of fire in the West. Please pray for those people. And continue to pray for Jean and Grace Haynes and Harry Basil, Carol. Carol is not here with us today. She's okay. But please pray for those of Claudia and Jerry. Pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police. Pray for our nation, our president, leaders of the Congress, our governors, and many others who are serving us. Please pray for the world leaders, for peace in this world. And also pray for our church and all the churches in this community, and the pastors and the leaders of the church. Are there any special prayer requests for anybody to call out? had been having some health issues that I'll be doing some tests in the coming next week, right? Next week I'm going to do some scanning, and also Wayne has some test coming up. So please keep us in our in your prayers. If there are no special prayer request call outs, let us go to God in prayer. We'll spend a few moments in silent prayer and then we'll close with a summarized prayer. Scripture says, this is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, God hears us. And if we know that He hears us, we know that we have what we have asked of Him. Gracious and merciful God, we come before You as Your children, trusting in Your promise, that You listen to all of our prayers and You know all of our needs before we ask You. We come before You, Lord, as Your children, trusting in Your promises today. We thank You for the manifold blessings that You give us every day. Thank You for all the blessings that You give us every day, Lord, the good health and strength in our bodies, the many material, physical, spiritual blessings that You give us, Lord. Even when we don't deserve them, You are the source of all good things, and You only desire good things for us. We also come before You with our needs at this time, Lord. Many ways we are broken in our bodies, in our souls, in our spirits. Many of us are tired and weak and weary. And the scripture says, when youths grow tired and weary and young men stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. When we are lonely, You become our friend, O God. When we go through life's sorrows and loss, You give us comfort and peace. You are the source of true healing, and You are the one who can make us whole. Grant healing to our bodies, O God, and restore strength and power to our body who needs healing. We lift up those who need healing in our bodies, especially the ones that we have lifted up here, O God. We pray for Jean. Thank You for bringing us here today to worship here today with us, O God. We pray for Lou. She is not here with us today. We pray that Your healing hand to touch her wherever she is and strengthen her, Lord, in the spirit. We pray for George Richard Johns, who is in ICU. We pray for Your healing hand to support him. Pray for his family. Bless him, Lord, with your healing. We pray for Wes and Tiffany, Sean and Amy Conway. Heal them, Lord, and bless them as a family. We pray for peace for all of them. We pray for Carol, Grace Haynes, and Harry. We pray for all of those who are looking to you for healing in their bodies, in their souls. We pray for our service workers, our military, fire, police, and many others who are serving us on a daily basis. We pray for your grace and mercy upon them. Keep them safe, Lord. And we pray for their families. We pray for our nation. We pray for our president, leaders of the Congress, and many others who make decisions on a daily basis that affect our lives. Give them wisdom to make the right decisions, Lord. We also pray for the world leaders, that they will also fear God when they make decisions to bring peace to this world. We pray for our church, all the churches in this community, and the leaders of the church, and pastors and ministers and missionaries who work in various parts of the world. We pray that you will strengthen them with your spirit and give them the power of your spirit to spread your love and care and compassion to this world. Lord, we pray that you be with us today, Lord, as we worship together. As we meditate on your word, empower us with your word, Lord, and fill us with your spirit. As we go from this place, that we can be powerful witnesses for you wherever you place us in the days to come. May your word fill us with the power that we need to live out your witness wherever we are, so that we can show your care and compassion and love to others. And fill us with the power of your spirit, that we can show your love to others. We thank you for your presence in our midst today. Thank you again for your presence today, Lord. Help us, Lord, to show your kindness to others wherever we are. We thank you again for your presence here today. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Now the ushers may come forward and take up the offertory, please. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Loving God, we thank you for all the blessings that you shower upon every day. You are the source of all that we have, and you are the source from whom that we receive everything. You are merciful and gracious that you give us everything even before we ask of you, God. We bring before you a portion of what you have given us as a witness to the love that we have for you. We thank you for all those who were able to give joyfully to you, and pray for those who could not give today. Remember all of them in your love, O God. Bless and help us to use this offertory to share your love to this world. In the name of your Son and our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. As you remain standing, we will read the scripture now. Which is taken from the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verses 13 through 18. It is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. Since we have that same spirit of faith, we also believe that, therefore, speak. Because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you to himself. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So, we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for the gift of your word. The word that you have given us for our life and our spirit. Help us to experience the power of your word as life and spirit, so that we can be life and spirit to this world. Help us to receive your word with obedience and humility. Open our hearts and illumine our souls that we can understand the meaning of the message we hear today. Help us, Lord, to receive your word so that we can go out and be a source of blessing to others with the word that you give us, Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For some reason I'm hearing an echo. Are you hearing any echo? Or is it my ear?
It's your ear.
I think it's your ear. It's my ear. There's something happening to my left ear. So the scripture that we read here today is by Paul, who is talking about his life when he was about towards the end of his life. He was talking about his own body that was perishing away. That he's talking about his body being wasting away or decaying, and the outer body is wasting or decaying when his inner body was renewing. So he's talking about an outer body and an inner body, and we all know what he means when outer body is getting weaker and weaker as we grow older. So when he talks about the inner body, inwardly we are being renewed day by day. We read that in verse 16. Inwardly we are being renewed day by day. Verse 16 we read that. So one thing about the Christian faith is about the believers in Jesus Christ that we have a huge benefit. The older we get, the more we appreciate the aspect of our faith to sit here?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll come in.
No. Cuando termine, vamos a tener el cumpleaños de semilla de ella. Entonces, dejan venir a comer con nosotros.
That we can go and lunch after service with them because it's the birthday, you said?
It's the birthday.
It's the birthday of the girl. So we can go and...
They have lunch?
Celebrate.
Oh, after here, today? Oh, after service they have lunch today?
Yes.
Oh, we are invited to go. Okay, thank you. All right. Okay. Okay. Thank you. So they have lunch after service today. Good news. Okay. So we can be, even though our body is not renewed as we get older, our spirit is renewed every day. The older that we get, we can appreciate the aspect of the fact that our walk with God gets renewed every day. That is one advantage that we have as Christians. The more we have the benefit of renewal of our faith every day. If you all know that the older we get, our bodies are getting weaker. But Paul is saying the same thing, that his body is getting weaker as he gets older. But his faith is getting stronger. But when he looks at the younger people, they are strong. You know, the same thing that we can say according to when he was suffering for the faith. He said he is getting more hopeful even though his body is getting weaker. Even with the sufferings that he is going through, he is hopeful that his inner man or his spirit is getting stronger because he knows that his future has a hope. Because he knows that his future is hopeful. Even in the midst of his suffering that he is going through, in the middle of his suffering, he has a hope of eternity that he's going to be spending with God and Jesus because of his faith in Jesus Christ. And he's looking at the younger people where their body is strong, but they don't have the experience of the inner nature that he has. That's the difference. The longer that we have lived in our walk of faith, our inner man has a stronger faith, a stronger experience of faith that the younger people don't have. Their body may be stronger, but their inner man is not as strong as ours. I don't know if you're following me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The inner man that we have is stronger than the younger people, even though their body is stronger outwardly, our body is weaker. But our inner body or inner man is stronger than theirs. That's the difference. So when the storms of life hit them, they will be wavering when we are not wavering. That's the difference. Right? They may stand stronger physically when storms hit them, but we may not be able to stand physically stronger, right? But we may be able to stand stronger inwardly. That's the big difference. There's a big difference in that. They will waver when certain things hit them. They don't know how to handle certain things. Even though our outward man is weaker, you know, we may have frailties in our bodies. Our outward bodies are frail and weak. We may have, you know, our own problems. We may have this and that. But our inward man is daily renewed because of the strong faith that God has given us through the years that we have passed through. The daily walk that we had walked with God. What a great blessing that is. Even with all the suffering and the problems that we are going through, thank God that God gave us a long life so far. When I look back in my life of the 60, 65 years of life that God has given us, even with all the sickness and problems that I'm having, I thank God for the renewed faith that He gives me every day. Even though tomorrow may not be as good as yesterday or today, in my body, there might be more suffering and pain. But I look forward to a tomorrow because God is going to be giving me a good day because He gives me an experience of faith that I can experience a renewed faith tomorrow that I did not have today. It may be painful on my body, but it's a better experience of my faith tomorrow. So that is what Paul is talking about. It gives me hope of my future, of my faith walk with Christ. The inward man is renewed every day. So the daily experience. So when Moses was towards his last days, we read that in Psalm 90. He talks about the days of his life. And he says, and he prays in that prayer, says, teach us to number our days in this world, O God. He's not talking about teach the number of our weeks or number of our months or years. He talks about teach of the number of our days. So every day is a gift. I say that every Sunday here. Every day is a gift from God. Regardless of how painful it is or regardless of how suffering it is, every day is a gift. And count the number of our days. Every day is a gift from God. And look forward to tomorrow, because tomorrow is a gift from God, if we have it. And every morning when we get up and see the sunlight, thank God, because a lot of them are not here with us tomorrow. Even if it is not pleasant, it may be a little suffering, it may not be a good experience sometimes, but thank God we were able to see the sunlight that day, because a lot of people were not able to see that sunlight. So God's presence with us every day is a gift, and that's what Paul is telling. He had gone through a lot of suffering, and he says that he is not discouraged because of all the suffering that he went through, the agony and the groaning that he went through, and he lists all of that in the next chapter, whatever that he went through. And he says that this slight momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison. That's what he's saying. The eternal glory that is waiting for me is beyond comparison when it's compared to the affliction that we are having in this world. So that is what he's looking forward to. So there is a direct tie between the affliction and the glory. We suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. He's comparing that with the suffering of Jesus Christ and the glory that Jesus Christ had afterwards. The glorification and the suffering Christ had. Jesus Christ suffered in this world on the cross, and the death he had on the cross. And then he was glorified in resurrection. And he was comparing. That's the same thing that the believers in Christ go through. We suffer, and then we will be glorified in resurrection. That's a marvelous glory yet to come. In order to be renewed, we do not lose heart. We do not let ourselves to be discouraged. One of the biggest problems that affect our renewal is discouragement. Sometimes we get discouraged, frustrated, and disappointed. So Paul says, do not be discouraged, but be renewed. And his long list of afflictions, he speaks about, he was beaten 5 times. And then he was thrown into jail many times. And he had to endure hunger. And he had to endure thirst, and had to fast and shipwreck, dangers and perils from every side. All this was part of his experience. Yet he summed it up all in that wonderful way, this slight momentary affliction. That was his saying, slight affliction. The sufferings of this present time are not worthy of this compared with the glory that is waiting for us. A writer by name C.S. Lewis says that the weight of this glory, as we wait in this frail bodies, the door on which we have all been knocking all our lives will open at last. Our present sufferings are preparing us for something so incomparable, so amazing, so marvelous that there are no words to describe it. That means that no trial, no pain, no isolation, no heartache or no loneliness, no weakness, no failure. Our suffering in this world are building for us an incomparable weight of glory. Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. That's what the Bible says. So I was looking at the, when you look at the YouTube, if you happen to see one of the YouTube videos, then all the same topic will pop up over and over again. That's one of the things about the social media, because sometimes the random things will pop up. So one of the things that popped up was about trapeze artist. When you watch the circus, the trapeze artist. One of the videos popped up was the trapeze artist. And I was watching them, then they fly through the air with the greatest ease. When somebody flies through the air, the other person will catch it. So they were interviewing these trapeze artists and how they do it. So we will see them, they do it with so much ease. One of them will fly through the air and the other person will catch it. You will see that they do it with so much ease. But they were saying, how do you do this? And they said, the man asked one of the flyers, and then one is a flyer, the other is a catcher. And the secret of the handoff in the midair, they said not to have the fear of falling, because you know the catcher is there to catch you. The secret is that the flyer does nothing, and the catcher does everything. If the flyer, who just flies, if he does do anything to protect himself, then both will die. He just flies, knowing that the catcher will catch him. He just flies, knowing and trusting that the catcher will catch him. That's all he does. And he just 100% trusts the catcher that the catcher will catch him. That's all he does. And he said, when I fly, Joe, my catcher, I simply stretch out my arms and hands and wait for him to catch me. and pull me safely over the apron. The worst thing the flyer can do is to try to catch the catcher. If I try to grab the catcher, I will break him. A flyer must fly and a catcher must catch. And the flyer must trust with outstretched arms that his catcher will be there for to catch him. That's all he does. That's all we need to do also. Just fly into the arms of God and he is there to catch you. Leave ourselves in the arms of God. He is always there with stretched arms, that he will be there to catch you. So that's all we need to do to renew ourselves every day. That God is there renewing us day by day with stretched arms to strengthen us. That I pray every day when during the prayer time. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. Day by day, those who trust in the Lord will renew their strength. So as we go from this place, let us renew our strength, because God is there to renew our strength day by day. By trusting in God, pray, and giving ourselves in the hands of God. He is there to renew us day by day, strengthening us as we need. May the good Lord bless us these words as we go from this place. Amen. The closing hymn is hymn number 714. I know whom I have believed. If you are able, please stand. people of God, as we go from this place, know that God is renewing His people day by day. No matter how bitter and painful experience we may have to go through in our life, every day is a gift from God, a renewal day in our faith, walking with God. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, love of the Heavenly Father, and the everlasting comfort and fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with you now and forevermore. Amen.